Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Man in the radio business. A man who, if I was not married for 38 years, I might consider myself. The kind of guy that can electrify a listening audience and a crowd of bystanders watching him do what he does so well each and every day. Continue to listen right here on You Better You Bet.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The wonderful Football Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the BetMGM Network. One member of the you of the and you on the BetMGM Network is our friend Alex True, who is watching the show on YouTube right now. He chimes in the Real Ones chat saying that Jake, you know, Hassan, missed the perfect opportunity. Jake, you did screw this up. You really did. Jake, do you have the Jack Sawyer clip? The Jack Sawyer highlight. If you do, just fire it up with the Stone Cold Steve Austin music. We're waiting for Baldy to join us on video. It's a great way to kill about 30 seconds here. So, Jake, let us know when you have that. And until then, Femi, Baldy will join us in a moment here. Nnamdi Matabuke has already been ruled out for this weekend for the Baltimore Ravens. We'll touch on that in a second. But for now, let's continue to test my thesis that all football highlights sound better when played with Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme music.
Warren looking, and it's intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable. Wow, Jack Sawyer, the hero, Captain Jack.
I mean, it's unbelievable, right? It's unbelievable. It's amazing. We absolutely love it. And you know what else we love? Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Search it. Find it wherever you find your podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And so is Brian Baldinger. Baldy, welcome back to the show. Happy week 4 to you and yours.
Well, likewise, Nick and Shep. Good to be with you guys. It's moving fast. A lot of stuff to catch up with here. And I don't know. I'm as excited going into week 4 as I was week 1 as I will be week 20. Like, this is just good stuff to do for a living.
You know, it's the absolute best. I was not going to start, Baldy, with Chiefs-Ravens, but I feel like we need to now. And I'm guessing you didn't see this because it literally came down about a minute ago. The Ravens have ruled out Nnamdi Matabuke for Sunday's game against Kansas City. My guess is that Kyle Van Noy will also not play in the game. They said last week it could be a multi-week injury with the hamstring. So this could be Baltimore without those two defensive pieces that helped the Lions run for a billion yards on Monday night. The Lions upsetting the Ravens in Baltimore. So as it stands right now, Baldy, the Ravens are 2.5-point road favorites in Kansas City. The betting market's expecting a higher scoring game. Total is 48.5. If I asked you to pick the winner of the game, who's going to win on Sunday, and how is it going to happen? What say you, Ravens and Chiefs?
I'd probably take the Ravens. I mean, they weren't good without Matabike and without Van Noy the other night. I was a little disturbed that they didn't go to a reduced front and walk Kyle Hamilton down. Some of the basics that you would do to stop a good, powerful running attack. But, I mean, I've known David Montgomery since he was in high school in Ohio. I've never seen him run 72 yards with the ball in his hands, ever. At Iowa State, at Chicago, in Detroit. Like, that was – that performance. I mean, they ran three plays at him the whole night, and they couldn't stop any of the three plays. And they fourth down play, you know, at the end of the game to ice it. They basically faked one of those runs and threw it to Amon-Ra St. Brown. It was disturbing. Defensively, they're not very good, but offensively, they're almost unstoppable. And I don't see the Chiefs really able to slow them down right now. So they don't finish games well. We know that. But I'd say, like, the Ravens' side of the ball is better than anything the Chiefs are going to put out there because their offense, it's just not dynamic. They don't run the ball well. They don't run it against, fronts where the safeties are back. They don't have an explosive attack outside of Tyquan Thornton. So I like the Ravens in a game.
I'm curious, and we don't have to discuss this here. I wish we had more time with Baldy every week. I wonder if we're going to see more Breshard Smith on Sunday for the Chiefs. Clearly the running back that has the most explosion and get up. Yep. Like, enough Pacheco, enough Kareem Hunt. You got to get Breshard Smith a little more involved.
I'm totally with you on that, Nick. Totally with you.
And, like, I have no idea if that's going to happen. I think it just makes sense that it would happen. Let's talk about my team, Baldy. What are your expectations for Jackson Dart making his NFL starting debut against Jesse Minter, Jim Harbaugh, Derwin James, and that L.A. Chargers defense?
Well, it's not going to be any worse than what we all watched, you know, on Sunday night. That was embarrassing. I mean, there's too many points left on the field, too many plays, too many yards on the field. The last red zone possession, it was same thing we saw against Washington. It can't be any worse. Now, the Chargers come in, and they are a complete defense. I mean, they do everything well. Their defensive tackles, they've got a rotation of five guys. They're all good players. The secondary gets their hands on as many footballs as anybody. Like, I think the Chargers have what it takes to limit them, but it's not going to be any worse than what any Giant fan saw. In fact, I like Jackson Dart. I think he's going to be a bright spot. I think they're going to do some things with him in the run game. I think they'll move the football at times. It's just a question of, can he stay aggressive like we saw in preseason without turning it over against a really good secondary? And a defense that knows how to pressure a quarterback, like they did Bo Nix last week. So it's a tough spot, but at least it's at home, and I think the crowd's going to be behind him, and I think he's going to make some plays that we haven't. Look, Dallas, forget about Dallas; they're terrible. So I know Russell had success against them, but you just can't throw moon balls and hope that, you know, Malik Nabers comes down with it against they double covered Malik Nabers coming out of the tunnel on Sunday night. Like, he was double covered all night, and they're still throwing these moonshots to him. The offense didn't make any sense what they did, but he's not going to be any worse than what we saw.
I'm hoping that Malik Nabers will be good to go. Didn't practice today on Wednesday, but we've seen that with Nabers before. Doesn't practice and then balls out on game day. And also, can the Giants pass rush affect Justin Herbert the way the Broncos did last week? Fascinating game Sunday at MetLife. Baldy, let's take a trip to Ireland. I've been there before. Great place. For the Steelers and the Vikings. And I'm curious if you think, because I kind of do, because everyone is kind of saying, well, the Steelers, and they did probably get lucky to win last week against the Patriots, five turnovers by New England. They also sacked Drake May five times. Derek Harmon looked like a beast. TJ Watt got off the schneid. Baldy, my opinion is that the Steelers defense is going to harass Carson Wentz all game. I like the Steelers on Sunday in Dublin. What do you think? Minnesota, 2.5-point favorite in Ireland against Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean, look, Carson played great last week. You know, now it helped that the Vikings got five takeaways and three by Isaiah Rodgers in the first half, you know, two of them for touchdowns. So, you know, they did what they needed to do. Both these teams led the National Football League in takeaways with 33 a year ago. And they're at the top of the leaderboard right now. Like, who could take care of the football? Carson Wentz has never in his life thrown a lot of interceptions. Like, he'll run the ball, he'll take sacks, he'll throw it away. But he's not a guy that turns the ball over a lot. And that might be pretty good. I think the Steelers' offense is struggling, Nick. They're not running the ball great. I think the Vikings have what it takes to really – I mean – we saw Aaron Rodgers last year against Brian Flores' defense, and he was terrible against him. And so I feel like the Vikings' defense is every bit that the Steelers' defense is, if not more talented, because I think they have more playmakers. So I like the Vikings in this game, and I like it because of Flores' defense and what they've done to Rodgers a year ago. Like, they think they could do similar things on Sunday in Dublin.
Yeah, that was the game where Robert Saleh then got fired after the Jets lost to the Minnesota Vikings overseas. Baldy, I'm really intrigued by this early window game, Eagles at the Buccaneers. Tampa's kind of been like a house of horrors for Philly over the last couple of years with Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. This Eagles offense, I mean, they've been under a lot of criticism, despite the fact that the team is 3-0. It feels like we're kind of living through last year all over again. What have you seen from this Philly offense, and how do they match up with Tampa coming up on Sunday?
Well, Femi, you know, they found themselves down 27-6 the other day. I announced the game Sunday for national radio, and they had to throw it. And when they threw it, like, I talked to A.J. Brown before the game. Like, there's not a corner that, you know, plays – for the Rams that can slow down A.J. Brown. So they fed him, and he was awesome. And they opened up the offense, and Jalen Hurts really delivered. He played great. And they protected him. Once they put Fred Johnson in at right tackle for Lane and stopped playing Matt Pryor, like their protection was really good. And so Tampa is really beat up right now, especially on the offensive line. Now, we'll see if Tristan Wirfs goes. I don't know what the status is. But, you know, they're playing backups at right – all along the line. And the starting center is playing left tackle. Like, that plays into the Eagles' hands big time. And so, but the Eagles have had very little pass rush so far. They've had a blitz to get pressure. Baker has, you know, won all three of these games in the final drive to get to 3-0. I feel like whoever has the ball last, Femi, is going to win this game. I think it's going to come down to that. And both quarterbacks, whether it's Jalen or, you know, whether it's Baker, both of them are capable of winning the game at the very end.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You Better You Bet on this Wednesday. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger with us. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for all your insurance needs. Nationwide on your side. What the hell happens with Michael Penix Jr. on Sunday in Carolina, and can the Falcons get this right?
It wasn't just the interceptions, Nick. He was in a funk. Like, he didn't look right. I don't know what it was. From the beginning of the game, he didn't look right. Like, he was missed. Like, he sailed. I don't know how many times he missed Drake London, but it was more than just that. Like, he was not accurate. He was well protected in that game. It wasn't like Carolina was breathing down his neck. He was off from the very beginning. Now, okay, he's still a young player. Maybe you'll give him the benefit of the doubt. His coach is going to give him the benefit of the doubt because Kirk Cousins wasn't really that much better. But that was disappointing to see because there was a lot of plays that were left on the field because of poor throws from Michael Penix. In addition, obviously the interceptions are bad, but he missed one throw after another, and that was really disappointing to see. And that allowed Carolina to kind of, you know, pull away with it, and they didn't run the ball well. Bijan did not have a great day. So give credit to Carolina and their defense, but that was all on Michael Penix. That was just a very poor performance.
And it sets up as an interesting game on Sunday, especially if Trey Amos can't play. I mean, the setup is going to be great for Penix and the Falcons offense. Just can Penix take advantage of it? What did you think of Brian Callahan giving up the play calling duties to quarterbacks coach Bo Hardigree? The Titans 7-point dogs, which is, it's crazy because Houston can't score and the Texans are favored by a touchdown at home. Is that something, Baldy, that you think could be positive for Tennessee? Can the Titans keep this game close? What are you doing? What should we do with the Titans and the Texans in Houston?
They've been competitive the first 2 weeks. They were awful last week. The offense was terrible. And so, I mean, maybe Brian Callahan isn't made to be a head coach. You know, we're going to find this out. You know, his dad is trying to put an offensive line together to protect Cam Ward, and that hasn't gone great. That was a disappointing performance. So, look, he got the job because he wasn't really the play caller in Cincinnati. You know, like, so maybe he's not great at it. Maybe, and the offense coordinators are calling plays. So you got a separate guy calling the plays. maybe things will open up a little bit better. Maybe Cam Ward will play a little better. Maybe, but you know, they're a limited offense right now, so I'm not sure who's calling the plays is going to be much might make much of a difference.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in that game. Baldy, final question. Caleb Williams and the Bears offense got off the schneid in a big way last weekend, but you said something a little earlier that I thought was absolutely correct. I don't know who would disagree with it. The Cowboys are terrible. Can Caleb have a repeat performance? Raiders defense is nothing to write home about, but it's not Dallas. What do you think about the Bears and the Raiders on Sunday in like 30 seconds?
Well, all four touchdown passes, the guys were wide open. I don't know what Trevon Diggs was doing on the first one. Like, he's trying to jam him at the line of scrimmage and he falls. The receiver's wide open. They got a throw back to the, you know, from Swift back to Caleb. Nobody covers the receiver down the field. Wide open. Cole Kmet wide open. I mean, it was awful. Just like the Giants had success against him. But, you know, Max Crosby and the Raiders can bring pressure. Like, they can, you know, Max played his ass off against Washington. So, I think that, I think Caleb can have success because he's being well coached. Ben Johnson's doing a good job. He's staying in the pocket. He's making his reads. He's still missing too many throws, Nick. Too many throws that are open right now that he's like bouncing off the dirt. Like there's something not completely right about the way he's playing. Guys are going to miss passes, but he's still missing passes, I think, that he should make right now.
I think Femi and I will both be on the Raiders coming up on Sunday to beat the Chicago Bears. Baldy, great job as always. I always, at the end of these interviews, wish we could do this for like an hour because you're great and I wish we could talk about every game. But
I have too much information, Nick. Like, you should go an hour. But, like, I just watched all 16 games. I got information on all of them. One of these days, we're going to do an hour, and I'm going to really educate the whole fan base out there for you.
How about 40 minutes next week, 5 and 520?
Yeah, we'll see where I'm at.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. We'll talk to you next week from 5 to 5:15. It moves right. Coming up next.
Okay, you got it, guys.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.